question was asked, continuing in our theme of traveling on an airplane and all the halachas relating to traveling on an airplane and going to Eretz Yisrael. So you guys asked that we discuss the issues, just minor issues that come up, such as whether to say Kriyas Shema Lamita when you sleep on a plane, what you do about Kriyas HaTorah when traveling, and what you do about Netilas Yadayim on a plane. You also asked about Zmanim, but again, I don't think there's much to talk about with Zmanim. You see the sun come up, you daven Shachris. You see the sun go down, you daven Maariv. I think it's fairly easy to follow the Zmanim, even though things move a little bit more quickly as you go to Eretz Yisrael and a little bit more slowly as you come home. But the Zmanim, I don't think, are that difficult a problem. So let's go one at a time. First thing is, in terms of Kriyas Shema Lamita. So we had a shiur already on Kriyas Shema Lamita, but just to be clear, we mentioned that Kriyas Shema Lamita is not said when one sleeps during the daytime. So if you're traveling in a daytime flight and you fall asleep during the daytime, even if you slept for a good long time, you don't say a mapil, even if you're planning on sleeping for a long time, you don't say a mapil or the regular full Kriyas Shema Lamita. However, when you sleep at night and it's going to be a Shinas Keva, and a Shinas Keva is defined as more than a half hour, and that's what you're planning on doing, and you think you're probably going to be successful at doing that, so mistama, you should say Birch Samapil, you should say a Kriyas Shema Lamita. If you wake up and then go back to sleep again within the same night time, you don't say another Kriyas Shema Lamita, just like if you wake up in the middle of the night at home and then go back to sleep within the same night, you would not say another Kriyas Shema Lamita. Now, even though it's likely that on a plane it's not going to be the most relaxing sleep, it's not going to be the most restful sleep. For one, you're sitting straight up unless you're in first class. You're going to be sitting straight up, so it's hard to. And for another, you have people walking by, you have the cart with the stewardess, whatever, knocking into you. So it's not always so easy to get a good sleep. But people know if they're good sleepers on planes or not. You know, you get a pretty good idea if you're going to be able to make it through a half hour or not. So maybe a fitful sleep, but you sleep for a half hour, so some of you should say Kriyas Shema Al Hamita. I think that is the accepted halacha. Deber Tzina Rav has a tshuva like this in his Kuntros Electric at the end of Chelek Zayin of Tshuvas Ber Moshe, Simon Kuf Yodalid, where he discusses all the different halachas of an airplane. In fact, one of the shailas that he was asked, you guys didn't think of this one, he was asked by someone who was having a meal on a plane, and the guy was going to wash in New York and finish his meal, you know, wash on the plane when the plane was in New York, and finish his sandwich by the time the plane got to Washington. And he wanted to know if it's a Shinui Makom problem, that how can he bench on the plane if he's benching in a place that's very far from the place that he washed. So Deber Tzina Rav said it's a ridiculous question. He said that it's a davar pashut, that your makom change. It's like saying that the earth is rotating on its axis. So what, I'm in a different place now? No, you're in the plane. You're in the same place you always were. It's just that your place moved. But that's okay. That doesn't make it a shinei makom. He thinks that it's certainly not a shinei makom. Certainly you should make a birch samazon on the plane. It's no problem of shinei makom. Now, what about Kriyas HaTorah? So if you're traveling on a Kriyas HaTorah day, you're likely going to miss Kriyas HaTorah. How big of a problem is that? So there is a basic discussion in the poskim whether Kriyas HaTorah is a chovas hayachid or a chovas hatzibur. Meaning, is it something that each and every individual has to make sure that they hear Kriyas HaTorah every Monday and Thursday? Or is it no? It's a chovas hatzibur that the tzibur as a whole has to have Kriyas HaTorah. The big nafkamin is this case. If you missed Kriyas HaTorah, you personally didn't catch Kriyas HaTorah, do you have to go out of your way to make sure that you catch up on the Kriyas HaTorah when you get to wherever you're going in Eretz Yisrael, get a minion of people together, take the Sefer Torah out of the Aron, and lane? Is that something that one has to do? So Rav Shechter writes in Nefesh HaRav, page Kuf Lamed in Nefesh HaRav, says, Kama pa'amim ira, it happened many times, Sherabenu nasa mi Boston li yeshiva biyom beis, that Rav Soloveitchik traveled from Boston to yeshiva on Mondays, and he was unable to hear Kriyas HaTorah. He had to leave the minyan early or whatever. He was unable to hear Kriyas HaTorah before he traveled. And after shiur, he would ask the Talmidim, "Ulay yesh od acherim shelo shomu Kriyas HaTorah? Maybe there are more guys that miss Kriyas HaTorah." Whatever. whether that was a safe bet in those days is a good kasha. But he said that maybe there are some other guys that miss Kriyas HaTorah. V'yaos a minion, he would make a minion. V'kacha nohaga, yom mashrei chatzi kaddish. Now, guys, even if they didn't miss Kriyas HaTorah, the Rav wanted a minion, so they'd stay around and they'd make a minion for him. And he'd say, Ashrei av mincha, chatzi kaddish, Kriyas HaTorah, another chatzi kaddish, and then mincha, just like you would do on a tiny seabor. They would do Kriyas HaTorah for him. Because he says, the Rav Salvechik was machmir for the sheet of his grandfather, Shekriyas HaTorah hi chavas hayachid. That Kriyas HaTorah is in fact a chavas hayachid, not a chavas hatzibur. And that's what the Grach did. That's what Rav Chaim Salvechik did. When Rav Chaim would travel on a train to go to all sorts of rabbinic events that he had to attend, so he would get a minion together when he would get there in the afternoon, and they would have Kriyas HaTorah. That was the minhag of Reb Chaim. It seems to be that that's not the minhag of Rov HaOlam, though. That was the minhag of Reb Chaim. There's a raya that many bring from a Melchamos in Megillah against this, from a comment of the Ramban in the Melchamos in Megillah, who seems to say clearly that Kriyas HaTorah is a chovas hatzibur. Rav Shechter writes in a footnote that that Rav Salvechik remembered as a young kid in Prussian when he went to Brisk to visit his grandfather. His other grandfather, Rav Elia Prussianer, Rav Elia Feinstein, said to Reb Chaim that, look, there's a Melchamos in Megillah against you. The Melchamos in Megillah says that Kriyas HaTorah is a Chovas HaTzibur. And Reb Chaim wasn't so impressed. He thought that there was a way to interpret the Melchamos to be like him. He wasn't so convinced that the Melchamos was against him, and he still maintained his Shita that Kriyas HaTorah is a Chovas HaYachid, and you have to make it up. It's reported that when Rav Aaron Cutler went to visit Eretz Yisrael, also it was not that he missed on a Monday or Thursday, it's that it was off. Eretz Yisrael in America was off by one parsha when he went, so he got a minion together of other people in order to make up that parsha. That could be a different din, that you're never going to be mashlim the Torah matzibur if you miss the parsha. That's not necessarily a raya to the Kriyas HaTorah of Monday or Thursday. Okay, that's the second issue. In terms of the third issue, so I would say, right, so Bekitzer, on the Kriyas HaTorah thing, I think look, if you have 10 of you that are there, and the yeshiva, you ask whoever, you're going to yeshiva. So you ask the posuk in the yeshiva, and he thinks that it's okay, that it's a nice idea. So you might as well go and do a Kriyas HaTorah. But if otherwise, I don't think it's necessary to make people crazy to go and do it. Look, if you're a descendant of Reb Chaim, so I hear it, you know. But if you're not a descendant of Reb Chaim, I don't see why it's so necessary to go and do that. You'd be surprised. Sometimes people have Sivrei Torah with them. You know, sometimes you'll catch Kriyas HaTorah even when you don't expect it. Rabbi Sablowski tells a story that he was once traveling somewhere, and they were making a minion in the airport. Something had a stopover. They had a stopover coming back from Eretz Yisrael, and they were making a minion in the airport, and someone said, no, we don't say Tachnu, because there's no Tachnu when there's no Sefer Torah. Rabbi Sablowski is thinking to himself, should I tell them that they don't know what they're talking about? That you do say Tachnun even when there's no Sefer Torah, you just don't have Nefilas Apayim when there's no Sefer Torah, but you do say Tachnun? He was clearing whether you should say something to them. But then one guy says, no, there's a Hasidish Rebbe here, he's got a Sefer Torah with him, and he brought a Sefer Torah. Okay, so they said Tachnun, they had Kriyas HaTorah, they were able to do whatever they needed to do. But, okay, that's the halacha in terms of Kriyas HaTorah. What about Netilas Yadayim? So, we should really have a bigger shiur about Netilas Yadayim more than the 2 minutes we have remaining, but the reason that you need Netilas Yadayim is a major machlokas rishonim. Why you need Netilas Yadayim in the morning? There's a machlokas Rush, Rashba, and Beis Yosef quotes a Zohar with a third idea. The sheet of the Rush is that a person's Yadayim askanios hein, that hands move around a lot during the nighttime, and you're going to touch makamos matunafos, and therefore it requires Netilas Yadayim. The sheet of the Rashba is that no, when you wake up in the morning, you're a bria chadasha, chadashim levkar merabe emunasecha, and therefore you need to be moda on your awakening in the morning, and they were mesakein all sorts of brachos that you make every morning, and along with that, they were mesakein netilas yadayim as well with the kli. Just like the Kohen in the Mikdash was Notel Yadav Min Akiyar before his Avoda, so Misake in Avoda Zui Tfila, Netilas Yadayim before Tfila, when you wake up in the morning. Fine, such a din. The third idea is that it has to do with Yadayim Mezuhamos, that there's a Ruach Ra that's Shor Al Yadayim, that there's some type of, nothing physical, it's not like Mokomos HaTanofes, that you're touching dirty parts where your hands actually might be greasy or whatever. No, nothing physical, it's just a Ruach Ra. There's some type of spiritual, metaphysical Ruach Ra that's on the hands, that's taken care of by Netilas Yadayim. There are Nafkaminas between them. For instance, there are a lot of halachas about how Netil Sadaim is supposed to be done. Netil Sadaim is supposed to be done with a certain type of clean water. It's supposed to be done by koach adam, that you're pouring it by hand. It's supposed to be done with a kli. And it's supposed to be a revius of water. You're not supposed to have a chatzitza on your hands. It's supposed to go ad aperek, right? You have to wash up until the knuckles at least, right? So there is such a there are lots of dinim of Netil Sadaim. Not all of them are necessary if all you're trying to do is wash off your hands from maybe you touch makom atinofes, meaning the ruach ra is only removed when it's al yidei kli, for instance. But it could be for tinofes that you don't need the kli. So we're not going to get into all the nafkaminas, but basically the way it works is as follows. If you don't have water available to you, well, let's talk practically. If you're on a plane, the simplest thing to do is get up, take a cup with you to the bathroom, or ask the stewardess for a cup, or the steward, or whatever they call them, the flight attendant, they don't call them either of those things anymore, flight attendant, you ask the flight attendant for the cup, and you take a cup to the bathroom, get water, and wash the Netil Sadaim over there. That's the easiest thing, that's the best thing to do. There's no shaila with a cup, koach adam, right, real water, that's the best thing to do. If you would have to jump over people and wake them up or whatever in order to do Netil Sadaim, so then it depends. If you think the person might be waking up sometime when it's still the zman for davening, when it's still not too late, meaning the person's going to wake up, they told you, wake me up in a half hour. So you can wait the half hour until they wake up and then go and wash your hands. But if you're not sure and you think that this guy may sleep through till you're going to miss Man Kriya Shema, you can miss Man Tefillah, whatever it's going to be, so then you, and you're not sure what the zman mark is, you're up in the air and the zman is moving faster, so then it's probably best not to wake the person up, probably best to, ideally, again, if a flight attendant comes by, to just ask for a bottle of water and wash from one cup into another cup right at your seat, and a Netilas Yadayim, and that could be done as well. Just ask for two plastic cups, one into the other, and you could be Netil Netilas Yadayim over there. If for whatever reason a person does not have water, so then there is an idea that's quoted in Poskim, quoted in Shulchan Aruch, about washing with other things that clean one's hands. Using the wall, a dry beged, any davar menake, and you should just be careful that your menake be kolat stud and that you wash on all sides. If that's what you rely on, you should make another bracha later when you do have water, and you should do another netila later when you do have water, right? And you should not rely on the netila that you do right now, and B, this netila, you should realize, only helps for tefillah, probably not for ruach ra, right? So because it only helps for tefillah, not for ruach ra, that's why you have to be makbid to wash again. When you're not going to be able to make a bracha al netilas yadayim, you make a bracha al nikiyus yadayim. If you didn't wash, you make a bracha al nikiyus yadayim. When you then get kosher good water to wash with, then you wouldn't make a second bracha. But if you know you're going to be washing soon, and it's just right now as an interim thing, you use you use whatever it is, your beged, the seat, or whatever, the wall, to do some sort of kinuach, then you would not make a bracha al nikiyus yadayim. You should just wait until you get the water later, and then make the bracha of al netilas yadayim. If you can't do all of these qualifications, there is value in not using koach adam, but in using water. That's better than using other midi de menake, by sticking your hands in the cup and washing that way. So you should keep those priorities in mind. The best thing, most important, is get water. You can get water, you should then try to do it with koach adam and revius of mayim in a kli. If you can't do koach adam revius of mayim in a kli, but at least try to have water. Right, and if you can't do that, so then tsrar afar kol dvar mamenakim b'diavad would be okay. If you use other things that are not water to clean your hands, and obviously you're then sacrificing everything else, the koach adam and the revius and all that. But then you can use those things. So I think that's the basic short story of Netilas Yadayim.